The Jaguars offense at this moment is ranked second to last in the NFL, which is exactly where they finished last season, ranked 31st. This is one of those cases, though, where you can throw the numbers out. A promising rookie quarterback will wreck your stats, but he'll build your future. Tight end Clay Harbor is one of many who are excited about where this thing is headed.
Harbor is just back from a 7-week rehab for a strained calf muscle. He hadn't played with Blake Bortles before last Sunday in San Diego, and he promptly made a career-high 8 catches for a career-best 69 yards.
Yeah, he definitely brings a spark, and he's an athlete and a playmaker. So you gotta know as a receiver when you might think your route's, you know, over, moderate down, you gotta keep moving around because, you know, five can keep plays alive, and he can find, you know, the open guy, you know, 5-6 seconds after the ball's been snapped.
Sitting and watching was difficult for Harbor, who had successfully worked his way back from ankle surgery, earned a nice new contract, and was having a tremendous training camp. He was on a roll.
Coming off the end of the season last year, you know, week 16, I break my ankle, you know, had that surgically repaired, and, you know, I finally get back for OTAs, you know, made it through OTAs, and then, you know, with camp getting hurt there, it was, you know, it was tough to have to sit down.
He's back and healthy and focused on playing his best football. He knows what it will take for the Jaguars' 31st-ranked offense to do the same.
You want to be prepared. When you go on the field, it's like you're taking a test in school, a test that you've studied for, and you know you're going to ace it. You got all the answers, and you're just excited about taking that test. And that's really what we want to do.
Harbor knows that his time in the NFL is finite and that he has to play at his best to make this time in his life last a little longer. Coming from tiny Dwight, Illinois, he has perspective on the odds he's beaten to be here.
To come from such a small town and go to a small college and even get drafted was a huge blessing. But, you know, I just try to enjoy it and take it a day at a time. You know, live in the moment, and, you know, all you can do is, you know, is do what you can today.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.